Hello, and welcome to a third program in a series of four presented by Heritage, talking about opportunities for therapy at various Heritage facilities in our area. And on this program today, we welcome Karen Bauer. She's a physical therapist working primarily from Heritage Green. Hello.
Hello.
Nice to have you on the air with me today. And rejoining us for a second program today is Nikki Schuyler. As you may remember from last week, she's also from Heritage Green and is a speech and language pathologist there. Nikki, welcome back.
Thank you.
Our charge for this program is to talk about outpatient therapy. So, Karen, if you would be so kind as to begin by talking about what outpatient therapy is compared to perhaps other therapies.
So outpatient therapy, we see all aspects of people. The most of the outpatients that we get at the Green are former residents that were receiving short-term rehab at the Green. They like the carryover with the therapist, you know, so they'll come back to continue their therapy.
So this is someone who may have had an illness or a joint replacement or some other issue that led them to be with you for a while, and now they're back home, but they do come and see you periodically.
Yes, so usually we see outpatients anywhere from 1 to 3 times a week, depending on the severity of their problem or what the doctor wants them to receive.
So if someone's well enough to go home, they may not be well enough to do everything else that they want to in life or achieve their goals, and this is kind of the middle area or maybe the last area of work for them in their therapy.
Correct. Sometimes they need a little bit more therapy before they can go back to work.
Hmm. Do you have a lot of success stories in terms of helping people?
I would say yes. I mean, we've had a number of people that have returned to the outpatient because they've had outpatient with us before. One example, we had a guy that had a shoulder replacement a couple years ago, and he had the other one done, and he came back to us. We have had numerous knee replacements that have returned with their second knee replacement.
Suggesting some of the challenges of life as you age or have injuries or something like that. It's a great recommendation that it went so well the first time that they came back
yes.
to see you a second.
Yes.
Now, we have held Nikki off here for a couple of minutes, but I also want in the course of this program to talk about something called LSVT. And I don't know what that is.
Well, LSVT stands for the Lee Silverman Voice Treatment, and it was named after an individual who had Parkinson's disease, which is a progressive neurological disorder that can affect all areas, including motor movements, the physical therapy part, voice, and swallowing, which is the speech therapy side of things. So this is an evidence-based treatment program that focuses on high-intensity therapy. I'm going to talk a little bit about LSVT Loud, which is the voice therapy side of it, and I'll let Karen talk about LSVT Big, which is the physical therapy part of it. So LSVT Loud, like I said, is a high-intensity therapy program. The goal is to help people kind of recalibrate their perception of their voice. So with Parkinson's, usually one of the first signs is decreased loudness in your voice, decreased ability to communicate. So this program focuses on increasing that loudness and increasing your ability to understand how loud you are actually being so that you can communicate better.
Boy, that's something that I would suppose most people just take for granted most of the time.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of people think all we need to do to live is, you know, we need to walk, we need to eat, and that's about it. But we kind of take for granted just communicating with each other on a daily basis and how important that is.
Okay, that's LSVT Loud. Now we're going to go back to Karen for LSVT Big. What is this and how does it differ from the other things you were talking about a little earlier in the show?
So LSVT Big is a program. It's an intensive program. It's an hour session, 4 times a week for 4 weeks. The patient is also responsible for doing homework. We give them certain things like after each session to do at home, and they have to come back the next day and report how they did with their exercises.
And this is all done as an outpatient?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So LSVT Big, when people develop Parkinson's, their movements become small. They're walking, they take steps, they're smaller, they're at risk for falls. So what we're trying to do is retrain the brain to realize that being bigger is better. we use the word big a lot during our treatments, you know, be big, 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 you know, there's a lot of yelling. But it's not just the walking. You have people write down goals, things that they're having trouble with, even like buttoning a shirt or writing their name. Walking, obviously, is a big part of it. And we turn those goals into treatment sessions. There's certain exercises that have to be done with every therapy session. It's required to be part of the treatment. And then we go off and then we break down certain tasks that they want to do. We break them down. And so we might do just a little bit of one task, like, say, getting in and out of a tub. We might just practice lifting the leg up and down. And we do that every day.
This sounds like a very interesting and very rigorous program. If people wanted to know more about LSVT, what Nikki or Karen would be the best thing for them to do? Just call Heritage Green?
Absolutely. Anyone that's interested. And I do want to say that LSVT is offered to other, not just those with Parkinson. There's other progressive neurological disorders like ALS, PSP, anything like that.
This is the third in a series of programs we've been talking most interestingly about LSVT and other aspects of outpatient therapy at Heritage facilities in our area with Karen Bauer, physical therapist from Heritage Green, and Nikki Schuyler, speech and language pathologist from that same facility. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.